Mesechtas Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. We've mentioned in the past that Hekdesh, something that's donated to the Beis HaMikdash, while it's in Hekdesh property, there's no Manas Aniyim. None of the produce needs to be given. There's no Leket Shecha Peah or any other things that are given to the Aniyim. So the Mishnah says here, HaMakdesh Karmei. Someone who is Makdesh, he gives to the Beis HaMikdash his Karim, his vineyard. Ad Shalei Noidu Boi HaEloleis. Before he's able to recognize the eloes growing in the vineyard. The eloes we've mentioned are the not properly formed clusters of grapes that have to be given to the neem. And here he was Makdash's vineyard before it grew to the size that he's able to recognize if the cluster is proper or if it's an eloes, a not proper cluster. So in such a case, ena eloes the neem, the eloes that grow do not need to be given to the neem because they grew on vines that were owned by Hekdesh. And there's no halachas of eilis. Mishenayde by eilis, but if he's makdash it after he's already able to recognize and see the eilis, they've already grown large enough, then ha'eilis laniyim, the eilis belong to the aniyim. It's very interesting. The other manas aniyim, like leket shecha and peah, they only come to exist at the time of harvest, when things are dropped or forgotten behind. But eilis that have to do with their deformed growth, they already belong to the aniyim even while they're growing, once they're recognizable on the vines. Rabbi Yasi says that Yitnu Schar Gidula V'Lehektish. He's talking about the case in the first case where in the second case that the Eilis were recognizable at the time that he was Makdish them and they belonged to the Aniyim. However, they continue growing from a plant and getting nurtured and nutrients from a plant that belongs to Hektish. So therefore, he says Yitnu Schar Gidula V'Lehektish. The Aniyim have to pay, give the value of the growth of their Eilalei's grapes that grew from the time they were Makdish until when they're harvested. That growth came from a plant of Hekdesh, and they have to pay for that value of growth to Hekdesh. The Mishnah continues, Ezehi Shikha Ba'aris. What is the shear for Shikha? What's considered Shikha being left behind when harvesting grapevines that are on an Aris? Aris here is with an ayin, and it's a trellis. Grapevines that grew up on a trellis, up off the ground. So when is it considered that he left behind a vine and is done harvesting, and now if he forgot to harvest it, it's shikha? So the Mishnah says, Kol she'ini yachol lifshet es yadiv litla. As long as he went away a distance that he can't stretch out his arm and still reach that vine, so it's considered forgotten, and he has to leave it behind for the aniyim. Uva regliyais, and regarding grapevines that grow on the ground, along the ground, not up on a trellis. So there, it's Mishayavar Himena. Once he passes it and he walked past that vine and he's continued to harvest elsewhere, so it's considered forgotten and he can't go back and harvest it. That's Shikha. He has to leave it for the Aniyim. Perek Ches. Mishnah Aleph. After the Aniyim take the Manas Aniyim in the field, after they're done, whatever's left over becomes hefker, becomes ownerless and available for anyone, not just the poor people. So the Mishnah Aleph, Me'imasai Kaladim Mutarim B'Leket, at what point in time does the leket become available for all people to be able to take? The Mishnah says, Mishayelchu HaNemoshes, when the Nemoshes have already gone through the field. Who are the Nemoshes? The Rav brings two different translations. Either it's referring to the elderly people, which are slower, and they're the last group to go through, and by that time the aniyim have all gone through. Or he says it's lakuti baser lakuti, the gatherers, the second wave of gatherers that came, and there's already been two waves of gatherers go through the field. At that time, whatever's left over becomes hefker. The Mishnah continues, beperet va'ilalais, regarding peret and ilalais, these were on grapevines, what's left for the poor people, mishayelchu aniyim v'kerem v'yavayu. Once the poor people have gone through the vineyard, v'yavayu, and they've come a second time, they've got to go through it twice, then whatever's left over becomes hefker, available for all. Ubezesim, and regarding olive trees, mishaterid revi'ashniyah, when the second rainfall comes, and that's already significantly into towards the winter, and at that point in time, the aniyim have already gone through it enough, and whatever's left over becomes hefker. I'm Rabbi Yehuda comes to argue on that last case, the shear regarding olive trees, the second rain, and Rabbi Yehuda questions, "Balai yesh she'ena meiskim as they say him al alach Rabbi Yishniya." How could it be? How could it be that after the second rainfall, it becomes heftier, but there are people that don't even begin harvesting their olive trees until after the second rainfall? So it can't be that they have already been gone through by the Aniyim. Allah, rather, he says, when does it become available? Kedei she'e ani yaitzei v'lo yehe mevi ba'arba isaris. If the remaining produce in the field is such that when the ani would be yaitzei, the ani would, the poor person would be go out to collect what's in the field, v'lo yehe mevi ba'arba isaris, he wouldn't return with the produce that has a value of arba isaris, of 4 isar coins, which is a very small amount, when there's so little produce left in the field, then it already becomes hefker, because at that point in time, it's not worthwhile for the aniyim to come back through the field and collect it, and becomes hefker available for all to take.